God never ceases to amaze me. And he does it so often, especially in church. Candy, thank you for sharing that devotion, because she had no idea what I was going to talk about today. And naturally, it just ties in. So, God is the only one who knew. But it's important that we believe what God says about us, how he sees us, who we are in him. And it's true, we find our worth and our identity in him and in him alone. So it's important that we understand how he sees us. But I want to start off with asking a question. How many of you have ever danced in the rain? Donna, you've danced in the rain. All right. But it's not the weather kind of rain that I'm talking about. It's the problems, the circumstances that we face in life that tend to weigh us down or want to discourage us, depress us. It's one thing that we need to learn, how to dance in the rain. I'm going to read you a story. This is a true story. This was written in 2009, so some things have obviously changed since then. The date was July 16th, 2008. It was late in the afternoon, and I was sitting in my hotel room in Louisville, Kentucky. I was scheduled to speak that evening for the Kentucky Association of School Administrators. I was a little down in the dumps. I hadn't gotten to exercise lately because of my traveling schedule, and recently I'd experienced some mild bouts of vertigo. A lot of us know what that's like. My keynote presentation was scheduled for 7 p.m., but I had been invited to show up at 6 to see a performance they said I'd enjoy. Little did I know that I was about to see something I would never forget. They introduced the young musician. "Welcome, Mr. Patrick Henry Hughes." He was rolled onto the stage in his wheelchair and began to play the piano. His fingers danced across the keys as he made beautiful music. He then began to sing as he played, and it was even more beautiful. For some reason, however, I knew that I was seeing something special. There was this aura about him that I really can't explain, and the smile, his smile was magic. About 10 minutes into Patrick's performance, someone came on the stage and said, "I'd like to share a 7-minute video titled The Patrick Henry Hughes Story," and the lights went dim. Patrick Henry Hughes was born with no eyes and a tightening of the joints, which left him crippled for life. However, as a child, he was fitted with artificial eyes and placed in a wheelchair. Before his first birthday, he discovered the piano. His mom said, "I could hit any note on the piano, and within one or two tries, he'd get it." By his second birthday, he was playing requests, "You Are My Sunshine," "Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star." His father was ecstatic. "We might not play baseball, but we can play music together." Today, Patrick is a junior at the University of Louisville. And again, this is back in 2008, 2009. His father attends classes with him, and he's made nearly all A's, with the exception of 3 B's. He's also a part of the 214-member marching band. You read it right, the marching band. He's a blind, wheelchair-bound trumpet player, and he and his father do it together. They attend all the band practices and the halftime performance in front of thousands. His father rolls and rotates his son around the field to the cheers of Patrick's fans. In order to attend Patrick's classes and every band practice, his father works the graveyard shift at UPS. Patrick said, "My dad's my hero." But even more than his unbelievable musical talent, It was Patrick's attitude of gratitude that touched my soul. On stage, between songs, he would talk to the audience about his life and about how blessed he was. He said, "God made me blind and unable to walk. Big deal. He gave me the ability, the musical gifts I have, the great opportunity to meet new people." When his performance was over, Patrick and his father were on the stage together. The crowd rose to their feet and cheered for over 5 minutes. It gave me giant goosebumps. My life was ready to meet Patrick Henry Hughes. I needed a hero, and I found one for the ages. If I live to be 100, I'll never forget that night, that smile, that music, and most importantly, that wonderful attitude of gratitude. I returned to Chicago and shared Patrick's story with my wife, my friends, and our team at Simple Truths. About 2 weeks later, I received a letter from a friend. He said, "Mac, I don't know who said it, but I think you'll love this quote. Life is not about waiting for the storms to pass. It's about learning how to dance in the rain." I thought, that's it. We all face adversity in our life. However, it's not the adversity, but how we react to it that will determine the joy and happiness in our life. During tough times, do we spend too much time feeling sorry for ourselves? Or can we, with gratitude, learn how to dance in the rain? It almost sounds too simple to feel important, but one word, gratitude, can change your attitude, thus your life forever. Sarah Breathnach said it best, "When we choose not to focus on what is missing from our lives, but are grateful for the abundance that's present, we experience heaven on earth." What a story. Think about this young man. Much older now, of course. Born without eyes, crippled, but yet he didn't feel sorry for himself. He didn't get depressed. He said, "Oh, big deal. God gave me other talent." And he was grateful to God for that. How many of us would feel the same way if we had his issues? Like it said, you know, too many of us are waiting for the storms to pass rather than learning how to dance in the rain. No matter what's going on in our lives, we should be grateful to God for the blessings that we do have, because he has given us so many. There's a couple of scriptures, short scriptures, that I'd like to share with you about this. And the first one is, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." That "with thanksgiving" is not an afterthought. It's very important. Whenever we talk with God, it should always be with thanksgiving, with an attitude of gratitude. I would dare to say that whenever something good happens to us and we know that God had a hand in it, we thank him for it. I know I do. I'm sure you do too. But how many of us, when something is, maybe nothing's happening, or maybe when something bad is happening, maybe we're having car trouble, maybe financial trouble, maybe health issues, how many of us can still say, "Thank you, Lord, for the good things you have given me, in spite of the negative things that's going on in my life?" Seemed like it just cut out. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I can use this one. It's got a green light, so the battery's not dead. Satan doesn't want you to hear about this. Okay? how important it is to have that attitude of gratitude. When things aren't going so well, or maybe things are kind of stagnant, you know, just kind of at an even level, how many of us thank God anyway? How many of us do that? We need to. That should be an integral part of our prayer life, to be thanking God for the things He has given us and done for us, regardless of what's going on at the moment. This young man knows what he's talking about. He has the right attitude. Just look at what he has had to suffer in his life. But yet he's happy, he's joyful, he's thanking God and touching the lives of others. What an amazing story that is. But like I said, this is not an afterthought. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Thanking Him for what you already do have, but thanking Him for what is in the pipeline coming to you. Because there is no end to God's blessings. They just continue to flow every moment of every day, forever and ever. And there's one more scripture. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. What does that word vigilant mean? Being on the lookout for, being aware, being alert. We need to make sure, okay, that we have thanksgiving in our prayer. Paul knew what he was talking about. Here in Colossians, he says it. Be vigilant in your prayer. Make sure that you don't miss out by not giving thanksgiving to God in your prayer time. Whether you're asking God for something or whether you're just fellowshipping with Him and praising Him or listening quietly for His voice, should always be with thanksgiving. We need to be vigilant in our prayers. Paul doesn't say it for no reason. It's such a crucial part of our relationship with God. And we can have the kind of joy and vibrant life that this young man has. Not that I wish any of his circumstances or hardships on anybody, but whatever life throws at us, we can still have joy and peace in our lives. We can still have a vibrant life. We just need that attitude of gratitude. Let's pray. Father God, yes, You truly are amazing. You never promised us a bed of roses. You never promised us an easy walk. But You have promised us forgiveness of sins. You have promised us eternal life. You have promised us that we can have abundant life. We just need to walk the walk with You, Lord. Do the things that You call us to do. And one of those things is to have that attitude of gratitude, to continually offer up our thanksgiving to You, because You do so much for us. So very, very much. I pray that we become more aware, Lord, of all the things that You do for us. Just being able to get up out of bed in the morning, taking the next breath, enjoying the food we eat, enjoying the fellowship that we share with each other, seeing the beauty of the world that You have created, and it goes on and on and on. There is so much, Lord, for us to be thankful for. May You open our hearts and our understanding to see just how much You do for the children that You love. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for it all. And every Sunday hereafter, Lord, may we come with that same attitude. And at times, as we're led to, express that gratitude in our time of sharing. For you deserve it. Thank you again, Lord. We bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.